The Art of Silence. The Art of Silence. Who is it who can learn the art of silence? Be untouched by life and live totally in the art of silence. It's very difficult for most people. In the School of the Master, there were four gentlemen who wanted to learn the art of silence, who wanted to experience 4 days of silence, 7 days of silence. And experiencing the 7 days of silence, they would all agree to be silent. On the first day, all were silent, and their meditation had begun auspiciously. But when night came and the oil lamps were growing dim, one of the pupils at the School of the Master could not help but exclaiming to the others, "We must fix the lamps." And the second student of the School of the Master was surprised to hear the first one talk. "We're not supposed to say a word," he remarked. And the third one said, "You are stupid. Why did you talk?" And the fourth one said, "I am the only one who has not talked." How do we learn the art of silence? This lesson from the School of the Master, from a teaching of the Zen teachers, tells us how foolishly we are as we think we are superior to the very lessons that we're learning. And then we wonder why we don't learn the lessons that the School of the Master teaches us. We don't learn the things that are there for us to behold. And we sometimes feel very stupid and very uninformed of all these things that are there for us to learn. But we are all quite human, unfortunately. We're all quite human, and we stand forth as quite human beings. And we listen to the world about us instead of listening to the divine within us. If we would take just a little time to listen to the divine within us, we would find that we are learning some of the most beautiful, most positive, most magnificent things we could ever choose to learn. And when we learn because we are ready to experience it. We are ready to understand it. We are ready to behold it. But when we feel superior to ourselves and to others, we learn nothing. When we feel superior to the very course that we're taking, we learn nothing. So often, we are taught in the School of the Master that we are to say our affirmations again and again and again, until we're blue in the face, until we no longer pay attention to the fact that we are saying affirmations, but we just say it. Again and again and again. And as we say it again and again and again, pretty soon we don't even think that we're saying it again and again and again. We don't even realize that we're repeating the affirmations again and again and again. We don't even realize that we are learning what the School of the Master would have us reveal from our divine self. Our divine self would have us know that when we are aware of who we really are, when we are aware of the divine within us, we no longer are aware of the outer world around us. We no longer are aware that we are speaking in the silence, because we are not speaking in the silence. What we are doing is we are being aware of the fact that all is in divine order, and then we are not aware that all is in divine order. We are just aware that we are that beautiful, wonderful, divine order. We are fulfilled in every beautiful way. We are revealed in every magnificent manner. And as we are revealed in every magnificent manner, We know that we know that we know. We know that we are there now. We know that we are revealed now. We know that it is done now. Are you ready to enter into a claim of silence and say, I am going to enter into 6 days of silence, or just one day? There's no need for many days or a few days, just one day of silence. And if you are ready to enter into one day of silence, you are ready to enter into one day of not being aware of anything else in your universe, in your world. You are sitting in that blissful silence, in that blissful awareness of your divine inner self. And as you sit in that blissful awareness of your divine inner self, you are fully aware that you are enjoying all that is. You're enjoying all that ever could be. You're enjoying all that ever will be. And as you are enjoying that, you are knowing that you are the fantastic quality that you are now. You are the fantastic quality that you are now. You are the wholeness of what you are now. You are the fullness of what you are now. And it is so beautiful, so fantastic, so rewarding, so magnificent that no one else has any awareness of what this is all about, because it is your divine nature revealing itself in and through you now. It is your divine nature revealing itself in and through you in every possible manner of your life. Are you ready to enter into any part of the school of the Master? Are you ready to enter into silence? Are you ready to enter into peace? Are you ready to enter into bliss? If you are, then let go and let that divine be in you now as fully, wonderfully, and completely as you are in it now. Because that's all that matters. Those who were in the school of the Master and entered into the silence and were aware of their changing atmosphere lost the true benefit of their first entrance into silence. You and I can enter into silence today, and as we enter into it, we will know it more completely, more beautifully, more fantastically than we could ever imagine. Know that it is done for you now. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.